Fillmore Street. This is FieldPod.com. The Week in Georgia in English, coming to you from San Francisco, California. Today is Thursday, the 7th of April, 2016. On this date, in 451, Attila the Hun sacks the town of Metz, now in France, then attacks some other cities in Gaul. 1348, Charles University is founded in Prague. 1827, John Walker, an English chemist, sells the first match that he had invented the previous year. 1946, Syria's independence from France is officially recognized. 1954, Eisenhower gives the famous Domino Theory speech about, you guessed it, Vietnam. 1963, Tito is made president for life of Yugoslavia. 1980, the United States severs relations with Iran. 1994, civil war erupts in Rwanda. 2003, U.S. troops capture Baghdad, whatever capture means these days. Birthdays are poet William Wordsworth, singer Billie Holiday, sitar player Ravi Shankar, Pentagon Papers leaker Daniel Ellsberg, California Governor Jerry Brown, director Francis Ford Coppola, and Panamanian Shell Company aficionado Jackie Chan. I'm your host, Mark Mullen. As ever, the podcast was written by Ari Squieka. Sorry we missed last week. Lots of balls in the air these days, so hope you enjoy the double this week. Any questions, go to tapealpod.com and or post to the form on our website at go to tapealpod.com and post to the form on the website or email tapealpod@gmail.com. For those of you not living under rocks, on the 3rd of April, there was a ginormous leak, the biggest in history, of files of Panama-based law firm Mossack Fonseca, which quickly became known as the Panama Papers. The records were obtained by the German newspaper Süddeutsche Zeitung, which shared them with the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists. The documents reveal how the world's wealthy use offshore banking to hide money. Implicated in the leak are a number of politicians, including Russian President Vladimir Putin, Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko, and now former Prime Minister of Iceland, and, you guessed it, Bidzina Ivanishvili. He has a company, Leiden Management Limited, which was not listed in his asset declarations in 2012 and 13 when he was Prime Minister. It was registered by Mossack Fonseca, the British Virgin Islands, in 2006. Reportedly, Bidzina took 3 years to even send them a scanned copy of his passport and address, which they needed for any money laundering regulations. They finally received a copy of his passport, August 2015, but not his proof of address. This offshore company, Leiden Management, has links with another company where BI owns shares, Raptor Pharmaceutical, which recently lost $100 million and over which he filed a lawsuit in 2016 with Credit Suisse in Switzerland, claiming one of the bank's private investment bankers illegally hid the losses from the risky investment. There is no information yet as to why Leiden Management was formed, what business it conducts, and why they took so long to get a copy of the passport. The Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project investigated in detail for 6 months the revelations about BI and the Panama Papers. That's in our stuff to read. In reaction to the Panama Papers, Georgia will introduce a new law from January 17th. Uproariously, they will fine public officials a whopping 1,000 lari if they file incorrect asset declarations. So far, the parliament has not discussed anything related to beneficial ownership, which is the real solution to this problem. On the 5th of April, President Mark Velashvili announced in a televised address that he set the date for the parliamentary elections. They will be on the 8th of October. This is the earliest elections have been held in many, many years. The announcement came shortly after he met with Prime Minister Kvitikashvili. The president's decision now has to be officially approved by the prime minister. It's understood that they agreed on the date at that meeting. It was held in the prime minister's office. Others were there, including the foreign minister, defense minister, and the head of state security, and more. Before the meeting, Georgian media was abuzz with speculation about a possible cabinet reshuffle affecting defense minister Tiniko Khivashvili. There's been fighting between Armenia and Azerbaijan in the breakaway Nagorno-Karabakh region that began on the 1st of April and lasted about 4 days. There was a cease in the fighting on the 5th of April. Azerbaijan claimed to take back some territory. About 60 people, including soldiers and civilians, were killed. It made international headlines. There was a lot of biased reporting from both sides. Few foreign journalists reporting from Karabakh. There was a hashtag NKPeace. There were worries that Russia and Turkey would somehow get involved. Reports that Azerbaijani soldiers were shelling civilian homes, killing old people. There were also reports that members of Georgia's Armenian and Azerbaijani ethnic communities were making plans to join and fight on behalf of Yerevan and Baku, respectively. There was propaganda encouraging it. Defense Minister Tiniko Khidasheli spoke by phone with her Armenian and Azerbaijani counterparts about renewed fighting in a ceasefire negotiation bid, as did the foreign minister with counterparts. Trend Azeri News Agency reports that Khidasheli's phone call with the Azerbaijani defense minister, in that she iterated that Georgia supports Azerbaijani territorial integrity. Following up on leaked sex tapes, Tamaz Mechiaoudi, senior lawmaker from the Otsneba Coalition and Idiot, said on the 24th of March that high-ranking officials who have compromising material against them should quit their post. Rights groups criticized him for legitimizing the goals behind the sex tape blackmail. As a reminder, on the 14th of March, a bunch of illegally recorded sex tapes were anonymously leaked on YouTube showing three well-known politicians and a journalist having sex or extramarital affairs. The video threatened them they should leave their post by the end of March. Meanwhile, the public is in general supportive and in solidarity with the people targeted by the sex tapes. Activists from This Affects You Too campaign were rallying and calling on the prosecutor's office for an effective and prompt investigation into the blackmail. On the 30th of March, the deputy head of Georgia's counterintelligence state security service, Levan Izoria, hinted that Russia could be behind the leaked sex tape surveillance videos, which is, of course, ridiculous. Reportedly, Google, YouTube, and Facebook notified Georgian intelligence that the videos were uploaded from Ukraine, Sweden, and Lithuania. Izoria said the tapes were made under the National Movement government and were possibly snuck out of the country in the 25-day period after they lost the October 2012 elections. U.S. Ambassador to Georgia Ian Kelly says the Georgian government appealed to them to help with the promise of the leaked sex tapes. There's daily cooperation between Georgia and the U.S. representatives because they believe there's a risk of more videos being leaked. Then on the 31st of March, another sex tape was posted on YouTube targeting a Georgian politician. It was also posted repeatedly on the Facebook pages of a journalist and an actor. Two people were arrested. The new video also announced who will be targeted in the next tape, journalist Inga Grigolia, who updated a screenshot of it on her Facebook page. The message says she must quit her job at a TV company where she works, Piraveli TV. As a reminder, Grigolia was one of the targets of the earlier sex tapes. She came out publicly about it on her show, saying she isn't ashamed, she will not comply with the demands, and will not quit. She will fight to bring justice. On the 1st of April, the prosecutor's office and the U.S. Embassy in Tbilisi confirmed that the FBI is providing technical and investigative assistance in the ongoing probe to identify those responsible for the sex tapes. According to the deputy chief prosecutor, they're searching 25 homes in Tbilisi and seizing 166 CDs and DVDs containing unspecified information, as well as 26 computers, 37 mobile phones, 86 SIM cards, and 53 memory cards. Five external hard drives, they're looking at surveillance footage and have questioned 50 people, have sent 16 inquiries to a number of foreign countries in the form of mutual legal assistance requests. Prosecutor's office also reiterated that the sex tapes were not uploaded from within Georgia. That This Affects You Too continues to actively campaign and is calling on the government to rein in the use of secret surveillance and wiretapping, and is also calling for the resignation of the chief prosecutor, Irakli Shotadze. On the 31st of March, the Republican Party and the Georgian Dream Democratic Georgia Party Coalition announced that they, the party announced that they will be running in the elections as independent parties in the upcoming parliamentary elections. The Republican Party said that although they plan to run independently, the party's cabinet members and leader of parliamentary committees will stay in their positions until the election. They said the decision offers the Georgian Dream or Otsneba Coalition an opportunity to fulfill its goals without any awkwardness. So they're preparing themselves for elections, but they haven't actually left the coalition yet. The Republican Party cabinet members will continue under the leadership of the Prime Minister, implementing the government's program confirmed by Parliament. But in Parliament, they said, the Republicans will be guided by the priorities of the party. After that announcement, Prime Minister Kvitiakashvili said that Georgian Dream Democratic Georgian Party, which is the main party in the Otsneva coalition, will participate in the election independently as well. Then, on the 4th of April, the National Forum Party said that it, too, is quitting both the Otsneva ruling coalition and the Otsneva parliamentary majority group. The other parties, Georgian Dream, Democratic Georgia, the Republicans, Conservatives, and Industrialists, formally remain within the Otsneva parliamentary majority group. The withdrawal of the National Forum six lawmakers leaves the Otsneva majority group with 82 lawmakers in the 150-member parliament, which is still enough to formally retain a majority, which requires 76 lawmakers. Gubaz Sanakidze, who is one of the leaders of the National Forum, is also quitting his post of parliamentary vice speaker. Three other National Forum lawmakers are also quitting their parliamentary posts, which include the deputy chairperson of the Foreign Affairs Committee, the deputy chair of the Committee for Sector Economy, and the deputy chair of the Committee for Diaspora Issues. There were, throughout the weeks, rumors that Republicans would ally with the Free Democrats and rumors this week that they would align with the national movement. Republican leader Dato Usupashvili says that's not going to happen. And on to TSU student protests. This week's favorite Levan Izoria, the State Security Service, said that they haven't had agents or ODRs operating in TSU since the end of 2015. As a reminder, one of the issues that led to week-long sit-in and corridor clashes between two opposing student blocs were the issue of intelligence agents operating in the university. Izoria said they did not used to have spy agents, said they did used to have spy agents, but pulled them out in order to respect the university's autonomy. The conflict at the university continued. The student group that supported the student government, or Tweet Mark Veloba, continued to demand the resignation of Rector Lado Papava, saying he should have revealed the presence of ODRs at the university. Some of them went on hunger strike. The other rival group, Auditorium 115, continues to demand a reform of student unions and of the university. They want the rector and members of the academic council to resign as soon as the new reforms are carried out. Then, all of a sudden, on the 30th of March, the university rector, Lado Papava, announced his resignation. He denied that he'd resigned solely because of the pressure of the student protest. He'll remain as acting rector until the 1st of May. Reportedly, the academic council's authority will also be terminated from the 1st of July. A few days later, TSU's academic council announced that the date of the selection of the new rector will be the 20th of April. On the 24th of March, the Council of Elders in the Pankhisi Gorge publicly announced that child marriages will not be supported by the community's imams or any of the traditional religious bodies. Council elders explained to local radio that the imams decided that girls under 18 and who are students shouldn't be burdened with having their own family. It would cause them to drop out of school, and so in accordance with Georgian law, child marriages will be banned. Reportedly, Salafist imams in Pankhisi responded negatively to the council, saying they ignore its edict and will continue to recognize child marriages. On the 28th of March, Dato Sakbaralidze was fired as deputy chief prosecutor of Ukraine. He was fired for violating the ethics of the prosecutor's office. At least that's the official reason. Misha wrote on his Facebook page that Sakbaralidze was fired because an Odessa crime group was demanding his removal. Police also arrested Alexandre Modebadze, who worked for Sakbaralidze, for allegedly accepting a $5,000 bribe. On the 7th of April, the Energy Ministry and Gazprom signed a deal to extend the gas transit agreement under longstanding terms, where Tbilisi gets 10% of the gas transported to Armenia via Georgia. According to rivaling Will Dunbar for position of mascot of Tevilpod.com, Levan Izoria, the deputy head of state security services, there has been a sharp fall in the number of Georgian citizens heading to join Daesh and other extremist groups in Syria and Iraq. He was speaking to lawmakers at a joint hearing at the Parliamentary Committees of Defense and Security, Human Rights, and Legal Affairs, State Security Service, annual report covers the period between August 2015, when State Security Service was separated from the Interior Ministry, to December 2015. They claim that in this period, no Georgian citizens crossed to join extremist groups, and credit it mainly to new legislation that was passed in the summer of 2015 on participation in illegal armed groups. The report says they intercepted 40 cases where Georgian citizens were attempting to go abroad to join extremist groups. Etiodia told lawmakers that they are cooperating with foreign partners in information sharing, and as a result, they have a voluminous list that allows them to identify people who potentially pose a terrorist threat and are able to bring the, bar them from entering the country. About 1,000 people have been barred from entering Georgia. UK Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond was in Tbilisi last week for a two-day visit. President Margvelashvili visited Washington to participate in the nuclear security summit on the 31st of March and the 1st of April. He had a photo op with President Obama. Foreign Minister Misha Janelidze was in Yerevan last week, in Latvia as well as Budapest and Hungary. In the Hungary visit, the two countries agreed to sign an investment protection agreement before the end of 2016, and the Hungarian Export-Import Bank will open a $68 million line of credit to Georgia. This week, Foreign Minister is on a two-day visit to Lithuania. Minister of Internal Affairs Georgi Mukhebleshvili was on an official visit to France and Germany. Justice Minister Tsouloukiani was in France with him. They're cooperating with France's Interior Ministry on fighting organized crime and illegal migration. Also during the visit, German Interior Minister revealed that they are considering granting Georgia the status of a safe country, meaning they won't be accepting asylum cases. Agriculture Minister Otar Danelia was in Doha, Qatar. Georgia and Qatar signed the two memorandums of understanding in the field of veterinary health and livestock production and in scientific and technical cooperation in agriculture. As you know, Georgia exports a lot of sheep to livestock to the Gulf. Delegation from the Ministry of Agriculture of Saudi Arabia came to Tbilisi. The head of European Parliament Legal Affairs Committee was in Tbilisi last week. EU Commissioner for Migration Dimitris Avramopoulos visited Tbilisi on the 2nd of April. He said that European Parliament and Council of Europe will start to examine the proposal to offer visa liberalization to Georgia. Head of the European People's Party, Joseph Daoul, was in Tbilisi on the 1st of April and met with the national movement. He also visited the UNM leaders who are in prison. A delegation from the Silk Road Chamber of International Commerce was in Tbilisi from the 3rd to the 6th of April, hosted by Georgian Chamber of Commerce and Industry. They signed a memorandum of understanding. The head of the Georgian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Nino Chikovani, became vice president of the Silk Road Chamber of International Commerce. It's established in 2015 in Hong Kong. Georgian tourism and foreign ministry officials were in Beijing to discuss developing bilateral tourism with China, particularly visa-free travel for tour groups. Following up with Georgia media and talk show, Shalva Ramishvili, talk show host and producer at Imedi TV, was fired on the 5th of April, reportedly along with 50 other people. They weren't told why. He said he has an idea, but won't say until he knows more, but that he also doesn't think that it was pressure from the government. President Margvelashvili named two more candidates for Supreme Court judges. Both are women, Tamar Laliashvili and Nona Todua. Last month, he named another candidate for the position, Acting Deputy Minister of Defense Anidolidze. So he has three Supreme Court judge nominees. If approved by Parliament, the candidate will serve in the role for 10 years. Candidates need the support of at least 76 lawmakers from the 150-seat Parliament. As a reminder, the Supreme Court of Georgia is composed of 12 judges, then a head currently held by Nino Venetadze. As at a parliamentary committee hearing on the 7th of April, Supreme Court Judge Nona Todua said that she thinks homosexuality is a flaw and that she feels sorry for sexual minorities for having this deviation. That this is not just her personal opinion, it is a cultural norm shared all over the world. She was talking about her students, some of whom are gay, and said if they suffer from discrimination, they have a right to protest about it. But if not, then it's bad to just advertise their homosexuality. On the 21st of March, a judge from London's Westminster Magistrates Court ruled against extradition of former defense minister Dato Kezadashvili to Georgia. Similarly, a court southern France city of Aix-en-Provence ruled against his extradition in February 2014. In both cases, Kizerashvili's defense argued that if he would be extradited, he would face politically motivated prosecution, which doesn't mean that he didn't do anything wrong, but it certainly would be politically motivated. Tbilisi City Court sentenced Erekle Kodua, who headed the Special Operative Department of the Interior Ministry, 2 years in prison in absentia for abuse of power related to cases in 2008-2009. He fled Georgia in 2012 after the elections. Azerbaijan released about 14 political prisoners around Nowruz. Tbilisi City Hall has begun work on a new taxi regulation to make taxis more secure and comfortable. Tbilisi Mayor's Office plans later this month to announce a tender for companies to find a way to resolve major issues of parking in Tbilisi and the possibility of constructing underground and overground parking lots. Germany is loaning Georgia 140 million euros for major investment projects. It'll be used for energy, agricultural, and municipal infrastructure. International Bank for Reconstruction and Development, the IBRD will loan Georgia $80 million for two projects for Georgia National Innovation Ecosystem Project and the Domestic Road Assessment Management Project. Prime Minister Kvitikashvili says that for the innovation project, they will open innovative centers in towns and villages where local population can learn new professions. We'll also give grants to finance high-tech businesses in the region. Central Elections Commission, or CEC, approved a proposal to hold a referendum about whether to allow same-sex marriage in Georgia. The proposal was submitted by a group of seven people. Now they have to collect 200,000 signatures within 3 months. If they get the signatures, then it's the president who decides whether to hold the referendum or not. Question of the referendum is, do you want or not want Georgia to allow same-sex marriage? Arena Tavakarishvili, a lecturer at Gori University, claimed she was fired because of her anti-Stalinist views. She wrote on Facebook that in October 2015, she spoke out against re-erecting the Stalin statue in the city of Gori council meeting, and this got her fired. Finance Ministry Nodar Khaduri announced plans to visit South Korea in the near future. The two countries will sign a cooperation agreement to avoid double taxation. He also announced a group of Korean companies are expected to visit Georgia to explore investment opportunities. On that note, a group of Jordanian businessmen were in Georgia to look into investment opportunities by invitation of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. A whole bunch of the things were approved at the government meeting last week. The government agreed to introduce new laws that will simplify procedures for finalizing the privatization of previously state-owned property. They're continuing a gas project to connect about 600 families of the Ninotsminda region to gas. They approved a state program that will assist dairy producers with milk processing plants and milk quality monitoring equipment. Four-star hotel Astoria Tbilisi opened on Chitadze Street near Rustaveli. There's already another Astoria hotel on Agmashenebeli near Marjanashvili. The Astoria company invested $14 million to open both hotels in Tbilisi. 430 hectares of land will be developed into orchards in Shidakartli region within the Agricultural Ministry's Plant the Future project. The Skhaneti-Betania Road partially collapsed on the 6th of April. As a reminder, that part of the road collapsed from heavy rainfall last June, which in turn caused greater damage in Tbilisi in the 13th of June flood. University students painted a red and white zebra crossing in Didube to bring awareness that cars should stop for pedestrians as part of the Interior Ministry's campaign For Your Sake, For Your Safety. And on the embassy of South Ossetia allegedly opening in Rome, which Sputnik News reported, Italy's foreign ministry said it's not true. Ministry of Education and the National Examination Center are launching a teacher's program. It's one-year training, open to all applicants with a university degree who pass a national exam, National Examination Center exam in the subject they want to choose. The ministry will subsidize the studies of the top 1,000 applicants. The program will cost $900. After completing the training, teachers will be able to teach at schools as head teachers and get a higher salary. People who already work as teachers are not eligible for the program. Minister of Defense Kiniko Khidasheli hosted the director of the Allied Forces Foundation to discuss how to provide support for wounded soldiers. Khidasheli also hosted the commandant of Norway's Defense University. There might be future cooperation with them and the National Defense Academy of Georgia. An olive processing plant opened near Sighnachi that will produce olive oil and canned olives. Reportedly, a wealthy Georgian living abroad invested 5 million lari. Construction for the new Tbilisi Zoo is beginning. 15 Georgian wine companies participated at a big food and wine fair in China, the Chengdu Food and Drinks Fair. Georgia is holding a NATO week from the 4th to the 19th of April. Tbilisi hosted the International Judo Federation. There was the 13th Tbilisi Fashion Week at Rooms Hotel. The Georgian company Black Sea Riviera bought land in an e-auction from the National Agency for State Property in the village of Ganmahuri near Abkhazia. They will spend 10 million lari to build a hotel. Opera singers Nino Surguladze and Anita Rachvelashvili were nominated for the 2016 GB Oscar, the Excellence in Opera Award run by the Italian online magazine GB Opera. They are competing for Best Mezzo-Soprano Contralto, which is decided by a public online vote. Over the past month, about 20 dead dolphins have washed up on Georgia's Black Sea coast. Reportedly, they are dying from a virus. Georgia National Museum signed a cooperation deal with the Palace Museum of Beijing to preserve the Oriental collection to the Georgia National Museum. They will also be organizing mutual exhibitions, set up public lectures, and more. An unfinished film by director Tinatin Kadrishvili called Citizen Saint will participate in the Cannes Film Festival's collaboration program. A museum of books will open in the late summer at the National Parliamentary Library, featuring about 10,000 books from the library's archives. Outgoing World Rugby Chairman Leonard Lapsett said they should change the format of the Six Nations Championship, that there should be an open competition to play the Tier 1 teams, which would give Georgia's Lelos and Romania the potential to play in Six Nations. There's an anti-smoking rally in Tbilisi on the 26th of March organized by the Tobacco Control Alliance. They were demanding banning tobacco advertising as well as smoking in bars and restaurants. A Belarusian tractor plant and scientific center will open in Vaziani, about 20 kilometers outside Tbilisi. Comes from a memorandum of understanding signed by the Ministries of Agriculture of Georgia and Belarus in April 2015. Car race car driver David Kajaya won the fan favorite award in the 2016 Touring Car Racing International Series in Bahrain. 18-year-old tennis player won two trophies in an International Tennis Federation competition in Sharm el-Sheikh. Georgia's emergency service 112, which operates under the Ministry of Internal Affairs, won the Innovative Service Award by the European Emergency Number Association. Wow, that's amazing that there is one. Tbilisi Shota Rustaveli International Airport was recognized as one of the top 10 airports in Eastern Europe by the World Airport Awards. Wow, lots of micro associations issuing awards, evidently. In parliamentary news, following up on the bill for a constitutional ban on same-sex marriage, the Parliamentary Commission for it has launched the public hearing process for the bill, which is a requirement for any bill proposing a constitutional change. Parliament failed to hold a session on the 30th of March due to a lack of quorum. 76 lawmakers are required in order for the session to open. Parliamentarians were scheduled to hear the annual security report from the head of state security services, Vakhtang Gomalauri, which we discussed earlier. Initially, 68 lawmakers underwent registration, but then it went down to 67 and 54 lawmakers with subsequent registration. In this case, it was reportedly Otsneva coalition lawmakers who didn't show. The national movement accused them of purposefully not showing up so that the security chief, Gomalauri, wouldn't get grilled by lawmakers. On the 4th of April, the Otsneva parliamentary group proposed a legislative amendment to the election code that would allow prime minister to run for the seat in parliament in the upcoming elections without quitting his or her cabinet post. Under existing legislation, the prime minister and other members of cabinet have to resign if they choose to run for parliament. The proposal indicates that the Prime Minister Kvitakashvili is likely to lead the Georgian dream Democratic Georgia's party list of member of parliament candidates. The meme this week is on MyMica, that's MyMaika.ge. You can get a graphic t-shirt of Bugina's old tree floating on the Black Sea. It's a very cool t-shirt, and there are lots of them there, so check it out, MyMaika.ge. Stuff to read. Journalist and genius Dave Bloss and Nino Bakradze of the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project investigates what assets of BIs were revealed in the Panama Papers. It's an incredibly interesting article. I really encourage you to take a look at it. Gyorgy Lomsadze for Tomita Tales details the information war in Nagorno-Karabakh. Posts in the accidental geographer Ryan McCarroll that went viral, explaining that the Karabakh conflict distracts the root problem of two illiberal regimes. Paul Salopek in Politico has a dispatch from Putin's mysterious moving border, the boundary line with South Ossetia, which Russian troops shifted several hundred meters further into Georgia in the summer of 2015, and they do all the time. Must-read piece on Georgia's Soviet history in Retrograd. Tpilpod.com's mascot barely beating out Leon Izoria. Will Dunbar explores the history of number 22 in Gorokhva Street. It was the Bolshevik secret police prison where many people were forced. There were disappearances there. Now it's a threat that this important piece of Tbilisi's history will be torn down to make way for new building developments. Sovlab has done a lot of interesting work on Georgia's Soviet history. They have a great map, if you can find it, of taking a walking tour of Soviet spots in Georgia, especially in Tasminda. CNN Money goes to Tbilisi to talk plans for economic growth with Prime Minister Kvitikashvili. American travel blog duo Bellarmino post on their walking tour of crumbling old Tbilisi staircases, balconies, Art Nouveau facades and all. RT Russia Today reports that Misha said that it would be humiliating to have a foreigner head the Ukrainian cabinet. They make sure to call him the disgraced former head of state. The Guardian, ICC prosecutor Fatou Bensouda explains why she is investigating possible war crimes in the Russia-Georgia war. 4PLUS, which is a group of female Armenian photographers, portray the struggles and hidden worlds of domestic violence in Armenia. Tara Burton assigns an ode to Tbilisi kitsch in National Geographic. There'll be a graphic coming out in 2017 of Rustavelli's A Night in the Panther Skin. A graphic comic coming out. In 2017 of Rustavelli's Night in the Panther Skin, created by painter David Machavariani, working with Bakur Sulakauri Publishing House. Agenda.ge has a look. BBC talks about the sex tapes and guesses who could be behind it. Financial Times talks about the rebirth of filmmaking in Georgia. Breitbart reports that, according to German federal police, Georgia sends gangs over to Germany under the guise of asylum seekers in order to commit theft and crime. State Minister for European Integration, Dato Bakradze, advertises a new book, a collection on Georgian European ways. Poor Malibu correspondent points out that they're relying on a well-known Byzantine literature scholar, which is funny. Wonder if he listens to the... listens to the podcast. TBC Bank created an animated video to explain the history of rugby in Georgia. They're the new sponsor of the Lelos. All this stuff to read, posted on our forum. Dive bar number this week is 1,400. That is how many minors in Georgia became parents in 2015, according to a report by Human Rights Ombudsman Nanuashvili. There are over 600 registered marriages of people aged 16 to 18 years old. Some announcements in London within the London Book Fair 2016. The Embassy of Georgia is hosting events marking 25 years of Georgia's independence called Where Europe Meets Asia, Georgia 25. They'll be showing films. There will be writers speaking. Contact the British Georgian Society for more information. It's from the 11th to the 17th of April. The British Georgian Society is also having a supra on the 4th of May at Little Georgia Restaurant. Also in London on the 28th of April at the Georgian Embassy, there will be a book reading and launch of Sarah Cobham's novel, Nino Song. It tells of a Yorkshire woman's travels throughout Georgia looking to see if the power of feminist St. Nino still exists. Robbie Williams is playing at Dynamo Arena on the 27th of May as part of the Independence Day celebrations. Tickets go on sale on the 15th of April. Maroon 5 will perform in Batumi on the 7th of June. Follow the hashtag CheckInGeorgia on Facebook for information on the international stars coming this summer. Photographer John Stanmeyer is holding a storytelling workshop in Tbilisi from the 22nd to the 30th of June in collaboration with the Armenian organization 4+. Go to StanmeyerWorkshops.com. If you're in Washington, D.C., this Sunday, the 10th of April, there is a Georgian wine class at Wardman Wines, W-A-R-D-M-A-N. Go to WardmanWines.com and look up the event under more info. In Tbilisi on the 10th of April at 7 p.m., Zoistan, just off Les Elizes, is hosting an evening of traditional music by the Aznash Ensemble from Ponkizi Gorge, which is worth seeing. That's it for this week. My Twitter address is at TXTBUK. Our email is tabilpod@gmail.com or post to the forum on our website, www.tabilpod.com. And we will finish with, from Montreal native, from 2013, this is Stellar Alchemist by Kim Bookbinder.